Today is Friday, December the 13th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. We're getting ready to go on a little trip. I have a haircut tomorrow, and we're going to go tonight. Well, we're going to go part of the way tonight. So, we want to play Pokemon. We want to play Pokemon tomorrow because there's an event tomorrow and it's from 11 to 3. And so what we're going to do, but 11 is super early because in St. Louis, it takes me 5 to 5.5 hours to get to St. Louis. And you know, the event starts at 11. So my haircut is at, I think my haircut's at like 1. But basically, you know, it takes 5 hours, 5.5 hours to get there. If we want to be there in time to play a little bit from like 11 to 12:45, and then I can go to my haircut and he can keep playing or whatever, then we need to be there, you know, at 11, or we need to be near my haircut place around 11, but somewhere where we can play. But I don't want to get up at, you know, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. I don't want to leave at like 4:30 in the morning tomorrow. So what we're going to do is we're babysitting or dog sitting Shane, which is my parents' dog, but they're getting back tonight around 9 p.m. So we're going to, after I record, we're going to throw, you know, an outfit for tomorrow. And basically I wear the same jeans a lot. You know, I wash them. I don't know. You're not supposed to wash jeans after every wear. And so I will wear them multiple times before I wash them. And so I can wear the same jeans I'm wearing tonight, tomorrow, and just pack one shirt. So basically, I need a shirt and something to sleep in. And my shaving kit is pretty much always packed with travel items, like travel shampoo and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I can throw that in a bag, throw a t-shirt to sleep in, and one shirt for tomorrow. And my backpack already has my laptop and all that in it. So that's it. So we'll get in the car after I'm done recording and I bounce this baby, as Auntie Vera would say, and we'll take the dogs over to my parents' house and feed them so that, you know, when my parents get home, the dogs will already be there. And then we'll drive. I don't want to be too late, but we'll drive 3, 3.5 hours tonight, eat on the road, and then stop in some town, whatever town that I can find a hotel in, around 10 p.m., 10:30 tonight. And then we'll get up in the morning and drive the rest of the way. And that'll shave, you know, we will have done 3 or 3.5 hours of the trip tonight. So we don't have to get up as early in the morning. And then we'll play a little bit of Pokemon. And then I'll have my hair cut. And then since we're going to be in a big city, really, we have a mall here. So there's really not much of a difference. But I think Mark loves the outlet malls. And there's a couple of outlet malls in St. Louis. So we'll probably go to a couple of outlet malls to do some Christmas shopping and then come back. And then, of course, I have my Christmas performance. My last Christmas performance of the year, or my last four performances of the year, is on Sunday, or on Sunday. And then, you know, and then what? A week, and then it's basically Christmas. So, and maybe I'll buy, I haven't decided for sure, but if I'm going to buy any presents, I may buy some of them tomorrow. I really like doing online, though, so for my mom and my stepfather, you know, I'll get them something. I won't get them a gift card for sure, so, you know, so maybe I'll do some online shopping while we're driving or something. I'm not really sure about that, but we'll see what happens. And, yeah, so that's what we're going to do, and, you know, it's so busy. So basically, we'll be gone all day tomorrow. We'll get back late, and then we'll go to bed, and then I'll get up, and Sunday will be completely packed because I'll have performance 1, 2, 3 performances Sunday morning, 8:30, 9:40, 10:50. And then we'll, you know, and then I'll have lunch, and then, you know, I'll have an hour or two to watch Survivor and make my notes, or I don't make notes, but watch Survivor, and then basically my performance at 5 p.m., so I have to be there about 4:30, do that one, and then eat dinner maybe, and then record Survivor's Ready, and then it'll be bedtime, and then I'll be back to work again. So, super busy. I mean, just super, super busy. Life just goes way, way by, you know. Well, I want to read an email from Kathy Bacon. She emailed me, and I basically just said she told me she's a millionaire, and she told me what she makes, and I was like, oh my gosh, you could fund all of Pride 48 forever. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, Kathy. Anyway, so she says $10 and a candy basket. Kids love candy and cash. Our McDonald's gift cards or McDonald's gift cards. I liked to give strange kids things like that, especially if the parents weren't, quote, well off. Give them a break for a meal. Gives the kid an opportunity to carry a, quote, credit card and buy their own meal. What I mean by stranger kids is kids who I don't know anything about, whether related or not. Okay. Stranger kids reminds me of Stranger Things. And then she wrote some more stuff, but she said, don't include this in the show. So I won't. I'll respect her wishes. But thank you for your email, Kathy. And Kathy is, I just want to remind everyone that Kathy is funding. Crap. That was loud. Sorry. Kathy is funding an additional $50 for the voicemail prize. So yeah, don't forget to call in. You only have 9 more days to call in. So the end of the contest is December 22nd. Let me just look and see what day that is. Okay, December 22nd is actually a Sunday, which I don't record on. So I will, my December 23rd show, I will announce a winner and then arrange to try to get you guys the gift card. And I haven't, you know, Kathy, I don't know if you're saying you're going to give me 50 and I need to add that on to the gift card, or if you're going to mail $50 in cash to the winner, or we haven't really worked out any logistics on that. So we'll see how that goes, but yeah, we'll see how that goes. Other than that, what else has been going on around here? Nothing really has been going on around here. Honestly, we're babysitting the dog, you know, the other dog, which that's always, it's not that bad really, but it's always a struggle because we have another dog to make sure to feed and that he goes out and uses the bathroom and, you know, all that kind of stuff. We do have a doggy door, but usually our side yard stays fairly muddy. And so we actually put up this wire fence so that Sydney can't actually get to the grassy area. There's a little bit of side, just like maybe a foot of grass between the porch or the concrete pad of the porch and the brick wall of the house next to us. Because these are like townhomes that are really close together, so we just have this side yard. But anyway, we put up a fence to keep her from getting in the back part of the grass, the larger area, because when it gets wet, she'll dig, she'll get muddy, like all this kind of stuff. And we never know if it's going to rain while we're at work or something like that. So we just take her out in the morning and at lunch, and Mark walks her in the evening, and then she can still go out and get some fresh air, but she can't get to that larger grassy area. Because for whatever reason, the turf they put in, our house was brand new when we rented it, and we've been in here about a year and a half, and the turf that they put down when they first built the house never really did very well. Maybe it's because we don't get enough sun because it's in between two houses, or I'm not really sure, but the grass didn't do very well. So we have really fine, like, scraggly grass, and it just doesn't. It never grows very well, and so any water at all, and we just have a big mud hole out there. It's horrible. But so we have to take Shane out now, which is my parents' dog as well, and make sure that he does his business. And so that's another dog, you know, to make sure that he goes out. And then at night when we go to bed, you know, Shane and Sydney, they play or they like to growl at each other and stuff like that. And so we really don't want them both in the bedroom. And Sydney normally or almost always sleeps in the bed with us. And so I have to hope, and luckily Shane really likes our couch, and we let the dogs get on the couch. We usually have a blanket or something on them so that it's covered. But so anyway, I kind of have to, we don't sneak up, but just not call him or say his name or anything when we go up and hope that he stays downstairs on the couch. Because if he comes up, then it keeps Sydney awake, and he walks back and forth and paces on our hardwood floor, and it makes noise, and, you know, you're trying to sleep. And anyway, it's just, it's not a good thing. Luckily, this time he has stayed downstairs both nights that he's been here so far. So far, so good. And I guess we don't have to worry about it tonight, because tonight we're going to be at a hotel. And yeah, that's going to be it. All right, I'm going to go ahead and end it here. And yeah, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call and leave a voicemail. Remember, you only have until December 22nd if you want to be entered in the competition. That's going to be 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Have a good weekend, everyone, and I'll talk to you on Monday. Bye!
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.